thank you for your time today. I really have enjoyed the chat. One thing I really wanted to finish with was by asking you, you've spent 35 years of your life, given 35 years of your life to the church and the order, and you've, for so many of us, been such a great friend and a pastor and an advisor. What do you hope for the future? What do you hope that at the end of your life you'll be able to look back and see as the what's been achieved, not necessarily just by you, but by the organisation, by the church generally, by Christianity in your lifetime? What do you hope for at the end?
I would hope that in the process that it won't be just a destination, that something will come at the very end. But I think that as the journey goes on, that day by day there's some sense of a partnership in creating an environment in our world that breathes hope for people. From the homeless people that we associated with here, to the students who come to this country to pursue their studies and their greater quests for life in their home country, to the elderly folk who just come here every day faithfully and have been doing so for a long time, just a sense that we're in partnership together, you know, that this community of which I am part, that is a very human community, it has its own ups and downs, its own moments of great energy, and equally a community at the moment that is shrinking in numbers and we don't have huge numbers of young people joining us, that in a sense that if that's the way it's meant to be, that's the way it's meant to be. We pass through the cycle and we give the best we can at whatever moment that we're at, and we don't know which moment will be the last. But I would like to think that there are still a few years ahead of me yet in which I can continue to work in partnership with people, and the bonds of friendship and love that have been there are energising, and the people have enabled me, I think, you know, to grow and to become a little bit more loving in my life, and to be able to hopefully share something through the experiences that I have. And I see my life constantly as being connected with people and basically trying to be a source of nourishment. And I think that's what the Eucharist is about, nourishment for one another, healing, and something that can give us the vision that carries us forward, knowing that we're only making a little bit of a contribution along the way.